How cool is that?
Very cool video.
Yeah. I've never seen a filling.
Very cool, and I would appreciate a little more stuff like this in the TikTok.
Yeah. My mom always told me if she dies to like sneak in with some pliers and pull out all her silver fillings before she gets like buried.
My mom
like,
gold
don't
ones.
Ever say that. Gold?
Gold.
Yeah,
wow.
Gold's
real
worth
gold.
More. Wow. Yeah, mine. Yeah,
by the way, I will take a hammer to her fucking I promise you that.
Well, welcome. Welcome to your mom's house.
Here we are, and here we go.
Hi.
Hi.
I want you to know I took my first poop here at the studio Jeans.
Really?
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Wow.
I have not pooped here in Austin at the studio, and I've only ever dumped once in Reseda at the old place.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. It was really a lot of pressure because I heard everybody running around and like I know Nadav wants me to be here. And I was like, it's super stressful.
Was it a small one?
Yeah. It's like a girl dump.
Pebbles?
No, they're not pebbles. It was a healthy swoosh, but it wasn't like a big dump. You think that's, oh, that's cute. You think I make rabbit dumps?
No, I don't.
Is that puking?
Yeah.
Dry or piss drinking?
No, that was shitting.
Oh, cool.
Here's you shitting.
And it's me. That's how I was trying to get it out in time for the show. I got so scared that a dog would come knocking on the door looking for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was a good dump, though?
No. It was hurried and labored, and I had to push. And then, you know.
What'd you have for lunch?
I had this really great, like, sweet potato-y type of salad.
Oh.
It was really good.
Good.
But, you know, that's what happens.
Yeah.
My browns haven't been as prolific as I wanted lately. And I don't know what that... And I eat super spicy. I eat a lot. It's just like...
What about introducing some more fiber into your diet?
I know. I have to. And coffee doesn't do what it used to for me. I've been drinking a lot of it. Yeah, I think I've been drinking too much coffee. And now my browns are used to it.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a thing.
Could be.
I know. Super bummery.
Bummer.
Oh, well, what can you do?
There's not much you can do. You can just sit and pray and hope that you take a better shit the next day. Yeah.
There's always tomorrow's dump, you know?
There is. There's always.
Tomorrow's dumps. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Make your brown dumps tomorrow.
Yeah. I've been so good lately.
Really?
Yeah, for months now, really. I mean, you know, there's a hit and miss stuff, but when it comes to brown... I've really grown.
Have you had more explosive ones or less in the
last?
And what do you attribute that to?
Eating healthier?
Just eating cleaner.
Yeah.
Because you're very sensitive. You'll be like, oh, I had sugar and right. Sugar will make me dumb, which I've never really believed you when you say that. Because I think that's insane that sugar.
Wait, why is it insane?
It's ludicrous that sugar makes you dumb.
Why?
I just don't see how. I understand greasy food, maybe veggies.
No, sugar has
caffeine,
an effect. Yeah.
But what? Why?
High sugar content. Not like anything with any sugar, but if like it's very, like, you know, something with a ton of sugar, like a really rich dessert.
Like a lava cake, a chocolate lava cake will make you brown.
Absolutely. Or like, you know, pancakes with tons of maple syrup. Over.
See, that doesn't have that effect on me.
But it does on me. Why is that so hard to
Can
register?
You Google, does high sugar content make you brown? I don't believe you. I feel like it's correlated to other things in the food. Maybe the friedness of the pancake.
No.
Maybe the butter. I think it's
butter can do it.
I think it's butter and grease.
High fat can do it, yeah.
I don't know. Some sugars.
Read the sentence.
Christina is right. Tom is wrong. Thank you.
Okay. Some sugars and artificial sweeteners can have an laxative effect. Fructose is a component of table sugar and naturally occurs in fruits. The body can only digest a certain amount of fructose at one time. Consuming more fructose than the body may cause diarrhea.
For weak people.
No.
For crybabies that can't handle sugar.
What?
It's silly that you
what
can't
are you talking
handle
about?
It. I just see it as a personal weakness, and I wish you would choose
what
to not.
What the fuck are you doing?
You know that I told you. Look, I'm over it. Can I tell you something? Our son's last major sickness.
Yeah.
We didn't even discuss it. Our poor son had a fever of 103.5. We were in a hotel room, and he wouldn't take the Tylenol or Motrin because he believed it would make him vomit, which it would because it upset his stomach. He puked on me in the plane.
Yeah.
On me.
Yeah.
And then next to me like five more times.
It was really terrible.
It really fucking desensitized. Not totally. I don't enjoy it. Don't get me wrong.
No, but you got better at it.
I got a little. I don't like it. I don't like seeing it on other people. But when it's your kid that you love, my God.
You want to see something kind of gross?
Always.
Here, watch this.
Map.
Doesn't count as the opening clip.
I've seen, What do you think sent it in?
Oh, I didn't know. I like that the guy just decided, he just zoned in on that guy. He must have been doing something else before, right? Because the guy's filming.
That's true. Yeah, so Shauna sent this in, our good friend.
Really?
Yeah, my BFF, Shauna, sent this to me. She's like, bro, check this nasty shit out.
Yeah, he really.
I do it again. It's amazing. Sucks it.
Big snot dangler. I love a good sneeze. Do you know anybody likes to sneeze as much as me?
Nobody enjoys their body functions as much as you. You are.
I love a good sneeze.
And you're like, God, that felt so good. You love it like an orgasm. Sneezing is, you're very sensual, sensation, you know, sense person.
Mm-hmm.
You like, I don't want to say sensual isn't sexual, but you are as well, but you're very into your senses.
Yeah.
I love
the feeling.
That.
Taking a good piss. Scratching your back.
Yeah.
Good sneeze.
I've seen you scratch your back like a bear. You rub it against things in the house. Yeah, you very much are into that.
Yeah, but that.
Your dad was like that.
Yeah, he was. He was. But that sneezing, I think that might be my favorite.
Why do you like it so much?
Because it's just such a release. It's unexpected. It's like a little gift you get, you know? Yeah. And then you feel like that brain haze where you're like, ooh, you know, it feels like you're high for a second. And I like the really powerful ones that you can see everything spray out. I did one the other day where this snot shot across the room.
That's cool.
Like 100 miles an hour and just plastered to the wall.
That's neat.
And the first thought I had was like, God, I wish Christina would have been here. I'd have done that on her neck, you know? I would have turned to you.
You and I have been sneeze tagging each other.
And then you get that feeling. Don't you like that feeling right afterwards where you're like, ooh.
I mean, I see it differently. I see taking a dump and like body things as like the relief of a discomfort. And I don't enjoy the relief of discomfort. I prefer not to have the discomfort.
Yeah.
That's the distinction between.
But don't you feel the sneeze is a gift then?
I don't like it. No, I don't enjoy them. I see them as a nuisance, a time waster. Something I need to get over to get on to the next thing.
Wow. Well, if you're going to like, I got you a nice opening clip.
Oh,
okay, like
this. Okay.
Here you go.
You like that? Ew. God, it even tastes worse. I don't know why I keep doing it, but I don't know, man. It gets me horny. Ew. I used to fuck with people all the time, man.
Oh,
like, one time I farted in a bottle and I told my sister to open it up. And she did. She almost puked. It was funny. I do crazy shit like that all the time. You know me.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
It's my guy.
Pick you up.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Really cool, Tom. Segura, thanks, Mom Segura. And Christina Shits.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Fucking mom's house, bitch. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow. Oh, fade in. Meow, 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 meow.
Touching my camera through the fence, you faggot.
This guy's really cool.
Oh, you didn't see the coolest part. The coolest part is actually the clip before it. But I thought that was a better opener. So you ready?
Sure.
don't know.
Why do you keep sniffing your finger?
Well, the fucking... I'll tell you the truth. I ain't gonna lie. The fucking Betty, I finger banged her this morning. And her pussy stinks so fucking bad.
Ew.
It just does. It just...
Why the fuck you keep smelling your finger?
I don't know, man. It's just like... I just keep sniffing it. It's like... It reminds me of, like, I don't know. Like, when you're a kid and you finger bang a chick, and it stinks, and then you're like... All day long, you're like, ew. Then you go up to like your brother. Like, I took my little brother, his name was Tommy. And that's one time I was finger banging his bitch, and it stuck so bad. I said, Tommy, smell this. And he was like, ew, what the fuck? And I said, yeah, that was that girl I was finger banging.
I don't feel good. I don't like it. I feel
what's
sad.
Going on with his mouth?
It looks like it's missing some teeth.
But are the rest just, does he just have buck teeth that's there? Like, it feels like his whole mouth is outside.
Yeah. So something's definitely wrong over there.
I'm like, what's up with it? Are the pants inside out and the pockets
he's
are.
He's doing fashion choices. Yeah.
All right. Florida trash.
Well, he could be. He could be Vegas trash.
Which,
too.
Oh, yeah. Vegas. You're right. That's like could desert be. Trash is be. Different than ocean trash.
Yeah, it could be AZ trash. He's barefoot. I mean, that's a cool thing.
That's a toss-up between Arizona and Florida.
Let me see if it tells us where it is here.
My favorite
is... Oh, my
is,
God. This says it's in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Pennsylvania trash. Mm. It's a whole new lane for us. Interesting because the caption says, every guy has done this. I'm like, really? Every guy? Have you guys all done this? With finger blastings?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody sniffed a finger and then tried to put your finger in somebody else's face to smell it. Yeah.
God, you guys are so gross.
Yeah, we're pretty gross.
I'm so glad we don't have daughters to worry about gross shit like this guy.
And that finger banger smell bad.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
This guy's alive and he drives around.
Yeah.
He exists
that
among
finger
us.
This morning.
Yeah. He's kind of gross.
He's such a mess. Is he
that
even?
Pussy stinks so fucking bad.
Ew.
You and that girl had the same reaction. Yeah. You both been like, ugh.
Well, is he drunk or is he just stupid? Drunk or stupid? That's the second part.
I don't think they are mutually exclusive.
As we've discovered on this show.
I think he's a little bit of everything. A
little bit of everything. Yeah. You know what
I'm saying?
Oh,
she
no
said,
more.
I said, if you fucking watch that thing, I'll bang you. I'd bang her even if she didn't. But I wouldn't because I'm a horny fucker. I just told her that. And hopefully if he smells a little bit better than this.
Ew.
God, I don't know what you
taste.
It's gross. Later.
I like the woman's laugh, like that deep, hearty cigarette, the moose soup lady kind of laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Charlie!
Yeah.
Come on, landlady.
You're doing good.
You guys are doing good.
I mean, this guy, he is something.
Something.
He's the neighborhood guy. Imagine you seeing him around the neighborhood.
No,
oh,
thanks.
Man. You think he'd try to finger you?
This guy?
Yeah.
He tries to finger everybody.
No, see, I think he knows not to approach, like, the people that have it together.
Nice ladies like me? Nah, he won't try to finger me.
No.
Ugh. This guy
He's not going to help you carry your groceries, but...
This guy is an absolute mess.
Yeah.
Like, remember the Florida trash guy?
He made some decisions a while ago and things went this way.
Like, I don't even know how this man functions at all.
I know he's doing this weird body twitch stuff.
At all.
You know, the brain is kind of deteriorating. Yeah.
At all. Like the other guy, the Florida trash guy with the rocks from the last episode.
Way more together. That guy's a fucking scientist compared to this guy. Yeah. This guy couldn't balance a rock.
That's what I mean.
Not a chance.
He can't even balance rocks, this guy. This guy's totally useless to humanity.
That's the bare minimum we're looking for. Yeah. Can you balance a stack of rocks? Because I don't think he can.
Yet he got to finger blast some girl this morning. Like, this guy got laid today?
Yeah.
Unreal. I can't believe he exists.
There's weird, like there's weird where you're fucking just.
Jeez Louise.
This type of weird. And then there's kind of like have it together weird. Like. Tell me what's going on here, okay?
Oh, okay?
Just tell me what's going on.
I'll try. I don't know if I can.
Are you having a hard time deciding whether to move to Miami or the Fort Lauderdale area? So in Fort Lauderdale, you can get a waterfront home in the best area for around 1,000 a square foot or under, whereas Miami, the same house in a top area in Miami would be over 2,000 a square foot. Let me help you with that decision. So reach out to me.
Reach out to me. I know. I saw this brought. Yeah.
You saw it too?
Yeah. I was trying to figure out. Reach out to me.
Well, that part, that's, but I'm, it's all without off. The pronunciation. I mean, the one thing is that she tries to not break her smile yeah. through the entire thing. So that's why I think her diction's so strange, is because she goes, if you go in Fort Lauderdale, and she tries to keep smiling the whole time that she's saying the thing.
Yeah.
So she doesn't ever actually break. She's like, if you want a 1,000 square foot in Fort Lauderdale, or, and then smile, and then if you go to, you know, she's going, and in Miami, yeah. it's 2,000 square foot. So she's not breaking her smile or blinking.
And the if body you don't blink, language, it's always, she's trying to appear casual.
Right.
But I don't, here's what I think really happened. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
They were like, Heather, you're a realtor. You need to be on
TikTok. Oh, I thought you were going to say she was molested. Okay, go ahead.
No, no. Heather, you need to be on TikTok. And she's like, what's TikTok?
Oh.
And then they're like, you have to make a video. And she's like, I'm super nervous. And they're like, just drink a lot. And I think she probably had like two glasses. I think she's a little tipsy.
I never thought of that.
And then it looks weird.
Around 1,000 a square foot or under. So she's nervous. Miami,
right, because if you're trying to keep it together and you're nervous but you had a drink, then you...
Like okay. She might just be hammered because she's nervous.
Not hammered, but...
Fucking plastered, puke drunk.
Glass of wine.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, knock the nerves off.
Yeah. 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 And then it came out looking really forced.
Got you.
Because I like her vibe. I like that she's hustling, you know? I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But like that she talks like she's from Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
Yeah.
She's got that weird accent, right? What's that accent? Is it, what's her name? Mira Sorvino? She talks like that too, Romy.
There's a weird accent in South Florida.
What's that accent?
I mean, yeah. This must be her, but she said house, which is
your
not
house,
South Florida.
Which is Canadian. Yeah.
Yeah.
She has a weird accent in Romy and Michelle.
Romy and Michelle, yeah.
That's how she talks there. God damn it.
Yeah. Where is that high school supposed to be?
I think Los Angeles, an outskirt part of LA. Romy and Michelle. Oh, so funny. She was Janine Garofalo's in it, and she's the best.
They're in Venice.
Yeah.
LA. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, that's pretty cool. You know what I was thinking about the other day?
What?
Is that we brought back the pushing game.
Oh, yeah. We started that again. Yeah. It's fun.
We started doing the pushing game before we had children. Like, how long? Like, a million years ago in Redondo, we would go for these walks.
And you shove the other person.
You shove the other person.
Shove them into the bushes.
Yeah. The problem with the pushing game is that you're a lot stronger than me. So you just tap me, and then I go flying into bushes.
Yeah. And then people think they're witnessing domestic abuse. Yeah.
I can't exactly play. I have to catch you really
you
off
can,
guard.
But you also shove me way harder.
I have to. You're much bigger than me.
You don't have to.
I do.
It's
and
abusive.
I got you at sneeze tag. Remember, where were we?
Yeah, you somewhere. Got me good. And I'm going to get you back on that one. And a lot more fluid leaves my nose when I sneeze than when you do.
But we were somewhere very inappropriate and yeah. I did it. Weren't we at like a kid's school or something and they sneeze tagged you?
I think you may have been, yeah.
Pretty hard.
You're going to get got, believe me.
You're going to get got. Yeah. Get your gut got. Can I do my dates before we get into stuff?
We've gotten into stuff. You mean you want to do them now?
Yeah. Christina P. Online, you guys. I'm in up your Addison, Texas, February 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. Portland, Oregon, one night, March 31st.
All right, story time.
April 1st, Rohnert Park, California. Scronert Park, I would say. April 29th, Chicago, Jizzanoi.
Sniff that one.
April 30th at Jizwaukee, Milwaukee, Milk, Saki, Jizconsin.
You got some milk, good.
May 13th. Charlestown, West Virginia. Also, I've been shadow banned by Instagram. Go ahead and follow me at the Christina P. Fight the power, okay? I know they're blocking my content. It's very controversial. They've finally caught on.
I've been wanting to play this clip so bad that I keep forgetting, and I finally remembered and I sent it in.
Oh.
And so Al Harrington, who played in the NBA for a while, was on this podcast, I guess it's called The Weed Bar. And, you know, he played in the era, he played in early 2000s for sure. So he played against Michael Jordan. He was telling these guys they're like, what's, you know, everybody wants Michael Jordan stories. So this is, it's the, one of the best things I've ever heard.
I played against some of the Wizards.
Okay, so was he talking shit with the Wizards?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
What was he, like, what type of shit was he saying, like, on the court?
I call them niggas hoes.
After scoring on you?
Oh, everything.
Get up, ho.
Come here, ho.
Get your bitch ass out the way.
Get up, ho. We talk to you, ho. Now, he was talking hella shit, bro. He was just, I mean, bro, he was Michael Jordan, bro. Even when he was playing at 41 years old, he's one of the top 20 players in the league.
So he's telling the story that, you know, when, like, Jordan retired, it was a big, right, from the Bulls, came back a few years later, and now he's definitely past his prime, plays for the Wizards, but he's so good that even at 41, he's one of, like you said, one of the top 20 players in the league. And he's saying that Jordan called everybody, ho, come here, ho, and all this, right? So then he tells more here.
The game that we got into, and I'm going to get into it, but he called me a ho, and I did say something back.
Like, what'd you say?
I ain't no ho.
You said that?
What the fuck is what you mean? I say, I ain't, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying forcefully like I wanted to fuck him up. It's like, nigga, I ain't no ho.
Did he hear
it? Hey, he
said, he said, but the way I'm seeing it, it sounds like Al didn't really want to say it.
Yeah, like, I ain't no ho.
He walked up, I ain't no ho.
No, I said it to him, like, I ain't no ho. Like, you a ho, nigga.
And then Jordan told him, you are a ho. Like,
amazing. So that game, bro, he had 41.
Yeah.
I had 35.
Oh, okay.
But they won. They beat us in overtime.
Yeah, but you won a ho.
You won a ho.
Yeah. He sent me, so this is what the nigga do, though. The nigga sends me his shoes after the game. Best wishes. Keep playing hard. I ain't even asked him for his shoes.
Oh, he respected
it. Oh, wow.
Is, did he respect you or did he sun me?
I'm he sunned you.
Because me, I didn't ask for the shoes.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Is it respect or is it?
Or is he just like, good job. Like,
good job,
know.
Ho. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to see what ugly shoes I wore for you today?
Yeah.
You ready?
Sure.
This one's, these aren't as disgusting as my other ones, but they're pretty bad.
Jesus.
What do you think?
They're not attractive.
Can you guys see the color? Dude. Like, I'm wearing these Hokas. These are really my jams.
I've really seen a lot of soccer moms.
Sport. See, here's the problem. Is that like because of my, I walk 5 miles a day, right? That's how I've been like losing weight and stuff.
Yeah.
And I walk all day, right? I don't care about looks as much as function. Plus my ankle was broken. Like,
yeah.
I wish, why can't they just make a good looking shoe that can support me? Like, why can't fucking Prada make a shoe?
That, it doesn't have to be Prada.
Well, just like a nice shoe.
There's so many,
like,
shoe companies.
Why can't they build? There are so many shoe companies. Why can't they build in like orthopedics in like a nice shoe? Why do they always have to look like shit? Is what I'm saying. There's like Vionics. Those look like shit too. I mean, I wore them when I was pregnant, but like they're not hot.
Yeah.
I mean, how hard would it be for like a nice shoe company to build an orthopedic shoe that doesn't look like you're a crazy person when you wear them?
Sure. Yeah. Those are not cool at all. Those look like shit. Yeah.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Also, I wanted to notice you've had food in between your teeth for 23 minutes. And I was like, how long should I let him?
Where is it?
It's in between your two front teeth. It's like a black dot. Yeah, doesn't look good. Still there. And then you've got food next to that.
Mm. Well, thanks for waiting.
Full buffet. That's what I was debating. Like, should I just let you go? Or
why would you let it go?
No, it'd be fun. It was like my little secret for the last 20 minutes. Because I, like, you would be in the middle of a thought and I didn't want to like bum you out. It's still there. You just pushed it deeper in. You got to get it. Just take a string out of your sock and floss with it. Here, let me help you. Why? I do it all the time. I do it on airplanes.
I'm good. Push. No, thank you.
No. Just take a string
no,
out of your
I'm
sock.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, you're so bougie.
I don't want that.
What do you have to do when you have to floss?
What do you mean?
What do you do on the road when you have to floss? You know, just take a string.
I take a business card.
And that works for you?
Yeah.
Let me see how you do it.
God. Let's see.
I'm not sure which strategy is worse, though. Me pulling a sock string?
Yeah.
Or you doing what you're doing right now, what you're about to do?
Why?
Because I think I can just see how vulgar this is going to be and disgusting.
Well, actually, I think I might be out right now.
Can someone find a business card? Or just a business. Does anyone have one so I can see my husband's disgusting method?
It's great. I
and
love
let's,
it.
And let's determine who's nastier right now with getting food out of their teeth.
Well, it works for me. I usually have at least somebody's business card.
As you guys are looking for a business card,
yeah,
here's my method. I'll show you what I do. Okay. I go to the sock. I find a string. I like to go to the edge here. It's usually where I do. I do this on planes, if you ever see me.
Oh.
Well, when you're in a pinch, man, you eat tacos before like that flight.
Like if you need to fuck on a bus?
Right now,
yeah,
look.
Okay.
You got my string. And if it's between.
Oh, my God.
And then you floss that shit out. You want it?
No.
Can we find him a business card?
Someone's going to
Yeah, we're flying one in.
Okay.
See, this string is so fat, it's got two, so you can just pull it apart, and that's an even thinner piece of floss.
Yeah. Thanks, Chad.
Cool. See?
Thank you.
Now, was that worse?
Oh, this is great.
Or is watching what you're about to see worse?
Well, these are all great. These are so good.
How do you know? Walk me through your process. Well,
so this is paper. This has a little more.
This is way grosser than thick, mine.
Thickness and texture. And these are glossy. So these might be for tighter gaps. And this is for a bigger gap. Okay.
Ew.
And just take the edge here. Oh, this is a good edge. Still has like some.
But it's filthy.
Support.
It's been up against money.
Gone.
I'm
going to
barf. That was. So, I'm going to fucking puke.
There it is.
Oh my God. I'm going to throw up.
Another one next to it.
I'm going to fucking throw up. That was the grossest shit I've ever seen you do.
Mm.
Okay, that's it. We're done. Oh my God. Who's grosser?
And then I'm right. Look, this. See how this edge is still really, ew, really, really supported?
Ew.
It goes right there.
Fucking throw up.
Mm-hmm.
There's.
Yeah, went right through it. I'm gonna keep these for when I floss later.
But hold on.
What?
You know, you're not concerned that those cards have been mashed against dirty money?
I know they've been.
And that doesn't bother you?
Nah.
There's so much bacteria that you just put in your mouth, bro.
That's how you get strong. I'm strong.
So, guys in the booth, what was more horrendous? Me pulling a sock string and flossing with that, or what you saw my husband just do?
The sock.
Stop, Chad.
Sock is gross.
Sock.
It's both pretty disgusting, but sock is grosser.
Walk us through your logic.
I fucking defy you. The audience at home,
walk us through
you
your
guys
logic.
Vote. You tell me.
Tell her. Let them tell you,
guys,
you what. No,
the,
let them
no
tell,
way is what I do grosser.
You're just arguing.
Okay,
let
I'll
them
tell you what.
You.
I'll tell
no,
you.
No, let them tell you, not
fine,
you.
Fine. My clean sock on my clean skin is grosser than what you fucking saw.
You keep yelling at them and you don't let
I'm
them
so
talk.
I'm so upset. I can't even fathom their stupid fucking logic.
You
go
know
ahead.
What?
You're just like, whoa.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Walk me through it.
You're just like Tom has gunk on the business cards that he's putting in there, but you're like weird sweaty stuff like on your socks.
It's first of all, it's on the rim of the sock. It's here at the ankle. It's not sweaty.
That's
I'm
too.
Clean. I'm very hygienic. It's fine.
Right near the floor.
Yeah, for me it's something that's been touching feet versus something that's been touching hands.
Hands.
Yeah, the business cards have mostly been touching.
Money
hands.
Is the most disgusting bacteria laden thing on the planet. You know how filthy money is? Money's grosser than my foot.
You know, it just feels good.
I'm gonna puke. Zolo, what's your rationale here? You guys are so wrong. But, okay.
Same, yeah. The string feels like sweaty, dirty, like dirt's getting kicked up onto it.
I think I'm getting hard because I'm ready to come.
That's how I feel right now.
Plus, I'm a girl.
Business card could be clean. It could be a new one. You
it's
don't know.
Not.
There was no money in my wallet when I pulled those out. So.
And that's how I like to keep my guys. No money in their wallets.
I mean, okay, these boys have spoken, but mommies in the real world, let us know. I really do think that I am cleaner here.
I'm sniffing another victory for Tom on this one. Let's take a quick break,
okay,
and we'll
right.
be right back.
Sure.
And we are back, and this is a real treat. We are welcoming back to the show the grandfather, the
yes.
bridge builder, the original pioneer, the founder of your mom's house. It's Red Band, everybody.
Hey, mothers. Hey. How are you doing? We miss you guys.
That's
hey.
Where it spits.
We were so excited to have
I
you
could,
come in today.
I didn't know. I just
you.
I almost forgot that I'm like, oh yeah. I always see you around town sometimes, or you know, I see Kill Tony. I was like, you got to come back on.
Yeah, it's been a while. I think the last time I was on, it was
that gross story I told about the butt, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It constantly comes up on my recommended videos.
It was eating shit. So, you ate shit out of someone's butt.
And then you said you ate shit out of her ass and you pushed it back into her asshole.
And wiped my face on her butt.
Ooh.
Yeah. See, that's why I love you. I think
that was a porn star.
Yes.
Yeah.
But don't you feel like, because Red Band is so open.
Yeah.
And your personality and who you are really informed the podcasting space. You know what I mean? Like, your willingness to be open will make us be more open, et cetera, and so on and so forth. Like,
which is scary now, though. I don't think, you look back at, 10 years ago of those podcasts, I was like, I can't believe I said that. I used to have a podcast called The Sexual Harassments of Brian Redband, where I just have young girls on and I'd sexually harass them. I had to pull that off.
Of course.
But no, I mean, it's totally different, though. I'm scared of like the old days of, being that open now and
really?
Stuff. Yeah, I'm kind of
what
scared.
What are you afraid? I mean,
just getting canceled every day. There's somebody new getting canceled.
Not so much anymore.
But how can you get canceled? What can they take from you?
That's true.
You're a podcast guy.
Right. Yeah.
They can't stop you from podcasting.
Right. True.
Yeah.
I guess.
You're on the pirate ship, bro. You're good.
I guess.
Yeah.
Does your lady, because you've been with the same person for a while.
Yeah.
How does she handle like an old story about, let's say, you eating shit out of someone's ass?
Well, that's the best thing. Is I met her off Snapchat, which is disgusting. But she was a super fan. She like listened to every single episode of Rogan, every single Your Mom's House. Like she knew everything about me. And so she sent me a message in my DMs. And then when I started dating her and stuff like that, every time I would say something like, oh, that's, she goes, I already know who that is. That's the one that, shit in her mouth, like,
yeah, she was cool with it.
Oh, she's really cool with it.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
it's kind of ideal because, it's interesting because now when I do stand up, I forget that people know an awful lot about me and you and you just forget. And they're like, no, Christina, because you like to take a shit in the morning. And you're like, yeah, right. You know that. But maybe it's nice.
That very rare quality of yours.
Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I am very specific. I very rarely shit other than in the morning.
Really?
I have a very strict regimen. I wake up. I drink my coffee, I take a shit, and I exercise. It's in that order. And if it's out of order, then my whole day is fucked.
Just one shit a day, usually.
Yeah, generally. Except for today, I made a boom boom here in the office, and I never do that.
What's your shit routine like?
Wake up, shit, have a coffee, shit,
Two shits already.
Have a cigarette, and then go take a shit.
Three shits.
Oh, I shit all the time. Yeah. But I think it's more of like, I just think I have to shit, maybe. Because sometimes it's just like, why'd I even do that? I could have saved that up for next shit.
It's because it's not a substantial amount.
Right. It's just kind of,
just a little bit of
kind. I think I'm just have an eager butt to shit. I don't know. Like, I feel like I always have to shit.
Really?
Yeah.
How's your diet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah. Postmates, you know.
Yeah.
Well, what are you mating right now? What's your jam?
I'm so sick of all the food. I live somewhere where it's pretty awesome and awful at the same time. It's every single like In-N-Out, Wendy's, McDonald's, like everything you could possibly want franchise wise, but no like really nice like mom and pop restaurants at all. So it's more like, I don't know, Jersey Subs, Jersey Mike's or whatever. And
you got to get away from that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
You're going to start shitting less.
You think it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to do that. I just started tea and, because I just have zero energy. I noticed maybe COVID time, my energy level went from 6, 7 to 2. Out of bed, just want to go back to bed, barely get off the couch. It got really bad.
I got some tea.
You got, yeah. What did you test for? Do you know, your number?
It was?
Yeah.
When I first tested, I think it was 300.
300? Yeah. And mine was 240, and they said that it was low, and then estrogen or whatever, was so high, it was almost dangerous that they were we got to keep an eye on that too. So I'm pretty much as a woman. So
You're transitioning.
Right.
You're transitioning back to being a man.
Right.
I learned that I didn't know that women have more testosterone than estrogen. I just learned that.
No.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
That's not
true. A healthy woman. Oh, I only learned it from Andrew Huberman, the neuroscientist from Stanford. But you're probably right.
Yeah. Oh, but doesn't testosterone get converted into estrogen?
Look,
it
I just
converts,
know.
Though.
It does for me, yeah.
because I too am in the market for hormonal things because sure. I think I'm perimenopausal.
Yeah.
And she said that, yeah, women do have testosterone in their bodies.
No, women have more testosterone than estrogen.
It gets converted to estrogen. Maybe that's why we have it. I don't know.
Sounds like you made that up.
Why would I make that up?
Because you say that kind of stuff when you don't know.
Right, Ben, what's grosser? Me flossing with a string I pulled from my sock?
A string, obviously. Oh, it's disgusting.
My God.
Like, gross. That's by your dirty feet, man.
Oh, see, 4-4.
Can I tell you something? Just when I think I'm always worried, like, am I a space alien? Do I belong here? Am I fucking weird? And then I think I'm on the right planet, and then shit like this happens, yeah. And I'm convinced I'm a space. I'm not meant to be here.
You guys are better than me. I usually get out of the shower, peel my toenail back, and then just use my toenail. And then I bend it, and then it flicks across the room, and Janice steps on it and gets even mad at me.
God. This is why I love you so much.
Yeah, you're so nasty.
I love you.
You're so nasty.
Wait, how much are you taking?
It's like once a week. I think it's, is it 140?
Do you inject it?
140?
Units. Like, do you fill up a syringe?
They just do it and put it in my ass.
They
140 units?
Maybe.
God damn. Okay.
I don't know.
What's your testing at now?
I don't know. I just got tested last week, so I find out tomorrow. But,
okay.
But yeah.
I'm excited for you.
I haven't felt anything though. It's only been 6 weeks or so. I haven't felt anything. I thought it was going to be like,
yeah.
You know? I don't really feel it yet.
Okay.
Because they're waking giving up it to like menopausal women now, and it's supposed to make you all fucking apt. And like,
what's I'm that? The tea?
Yeah. Makes you all sexual and like.
I have, yeah, but definitely up. Been more sexual. Oh, so that's changed.
Are you going to take the tea?
I mean, I don't know. We'll see. I got blood tests and stuff in the works. We'll see.
Yeah, you
got
to do this test. That was interesting because they went through everything. You know, you always think that you're dying,
yeah.
Like especially my liver. I'm always like, oh God, I don't want to hear about my liver. But they're like, oh, everything's fine. You know, you're just a little low on vitamin D. And
they always say that.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to get on that tea and shrink all this fat up here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ugh.
The boobs?
All that chest fat.
Yeah.
Ugh. And then, yeah. And then grow a penis. It'd be cool.
You know that some women can grow facial hair from it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know. That's why I'm afraid of it.
That's kind of the hottest thing I've ever seen. Chin hairs.
It would be kind of cool. We could shave our faces
we could
together.
Shave the same day.
Yeah. It's my favorite day of the week.
Mine too. I love shaving.
This girl I dated used to have like straggler nipple hairs.
I've heard of this.
And that was one time I was like sucking on them and it got caught in between my two front teeth and I pulled it back out and it got stuck in my teeth and she goes, ah! Puerto Rican girl.
Yeah.
You like Puerto Rican guys.
Love Puerto Rican guys.
She does. You remember.
Oh,
yeah.
So diabolical. I love Puerto Ricans. I love Latins in general. Yeah. Hence this
sure.
Latin meat.
This Latin daddy right here.
Yeah. But I like Puerto Ricans. Yeah. Yeah, I do. It's been a while, though.
How long have you been with your girl now?
I think like 7 years. Maybe.
Dang.
Maybe more.
7 years?
Yeah. It's God, so crazy, damn. Right?
Yeah.
7 years. Yeah.
Are you guys going to get married, do you think?
I mean, we both kind of like, yeah, I guess. You know, we're not in a rush, you know. And in Texas, though, if she lives with me 3 years, she's my wife or something like that.
Common
There's
law?
That common law shit here.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
You got to get her a fucking another place.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. No, but like, we're not in a rush. And, you know, like if we want a baby, there's so many Asian babies, we could just say it's ours. You know, we could get pretty
That's a
easily.
Good point. Does she want to have babies?
She's so small. And I don't know. I think that
she's
it would
so
wreck
small?
Her. Yeah, it would wreck her.
How it small
can.
Is she?
She's like 5.
5 feet?
Yeah.
Yeah, that can wreck. It does.
And somebody at the grocery store, like we were in line and the cashier was talking to us and you guys, your daughter's so well behaved.
Oh,
true story.
God.
And I was like, oh, you know, and then we, you know, it's the same cashier we see almost every week, right? So the next time we came back, I was like massaging her and, you know, and like in the back when we were waiting in line and stuff like that. Creepy.
So
fucking
creepy.
Fucking with this poor HEB cashier.
I've gone to so many places that thought that she was my mom. She's like, that was your mom. Yeah.
So rude.
Yeah, you get the sweetest mom. I'm like, I know.
Yeah, my dad and I went on a vacation one time.
Same.
And I was 28, and people thought we were a couple, and I felt so fucking sick inside.
I have never had it happen so much like I did on vacation in Argentina. I went with my mom when I was 21 or 22.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, fresh out of college, and she's what, you know, she's probably in a...
50s?
Yeah. 60s. Right? Like, no, yeah, she's in her 50s. She's maybe like, I don't know, 55. So she's like at least, you know, she's not old, like she, you know, but she's not, and there's like this 30-something year age gap.
Ugh.
Everywhere we went, they were like, and your boyfriend? And she's like, that's my son. And they were like, oh, okay. It's almost like they didn't believe her and they didn't believe me. Like they treated us like we're ashamed of our real relationship. So we're saying,
right,
you know, and the truth is we, you know, I don't know, she has more olive skin and I'm so fair skinned. So mm-hmm. people were like,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. And they were uncomfortable. They'd be like, do you want to, you and your, I go, mom, they go, yeah, your mom, you want a seat? I'm like, oh my God, it is so gnarly when they start suggesting it.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, and I remember thinking, because my father and I look very much alike.
Yeah.
Like, you can't see the family resemblance, dipshit.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I guess a lot of older dudes with, like, young blonde girls,
yeah,
that's the norm.
That
but
is
it's
the norm.
Otter, is otter the right word, Chad?
Otter.
Otter?
It's otter.
Otter than.
You mean more odd?
Yeah. It's more odd that they would think, like, some old skinny blonde ladies with like a hot 20 something dude.
I know. And I was like, that's, I was at my best. I was gross. Like, you think I'm fucking this old broad? Like, that was peak Tom. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's when I snapped you
fucking
up.
Fucking a 60 year old. Jesus.
Maybe that was common there, more common.
Maybe,
there, probably, you know?
Maybe. Yeah. I did get hit on by like some old, like really hit on aggressively by some older ladies. When I was
So that's cool.
Yeah. But older for me at the time was like a lady in her, you know, mid 30s or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not a 60 year old.
Right. Yeah. Have you ever been with an older woman? Like,
one time I fucked this absolute animal that was. I mean,
I love this story.
She looked like a bulldog. And
oh, no.
Yeah. That was, I mean, I was also about 21.
Can you walk me through this more in detail? Because you've kind of glossed over it, but I want to go into detail. How did you meet? Were you drunk? She's drunk.
Beyond drunk. It's the drunkest I've ever. A blackout. Complete blackout. To the point that I learned later that I had made out with an older lady, a lady 25 years older than me that I was working with that I had zero recollection of. And I had other people like looking at me like, hey, aren't you going to say hi? And I said, like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. And they're like, nice to meet you.
Oh,
they're like,
my God.
Your tongue was down her throat. And I was like, what? Oh, no. I had zero recollection. That's not the lady I fucked. It's a different lady at the same party. So the way that it actually went down was.
Oh, my God.
I ended up just, you know, just getting hammered. And it's really where I learned that you don't hook up at work. Because I hooked up with 5 women at this job. but I was also 21, you know.
You're a kid.
I was a kid and I was like, oh, I'm in this pussy haze. I don't know what to do. So I fucked an intern, a secretary, a producer, like all these different people. This one, though, this particular lady, I just remember that. Because, you know, when you black out, sometimes you have like, fragments of memory, like, you know, like a, like some, you remember one thing and then you're like, I don't know what else happened. I remember being at this bar, people from work, and then I remember that I was at this lady's house on her living room floor, you know, naked, and I remember that I was kissing down her chest.
Oh, no.
And when I got to her navel, she grabbed my face and she goes, you don't want to do that.
Oh, right? No. Right?
Like, she knew, like, you're going to be sick if you do that. You know? So I was like, all right. And then I think I probably put it in. Like, I was not capable of completing the sexual act. So I think I just slammed it in her a few times. And she was like, you know, why don't you go to bed? I don't know. I woke up. and I completely like that panic thing. You have it, I think, when you fly internationally to like an eighth different time zone where you wake up and you're like, the fuck, where am I?
Yeah.
And then if you black out where you're like, where? And I had no idea where I was. So it's actually like this terrifying feeling when you wake up and you go like, what room is am I? I was she freaked had folded out. All,
she had folded all your like clothes and made you breakfast.
Actually, that's an important detail. That's an important detail. When I kind of realized in my head that I was like, I don't know where I'm at, and I got nervous, I turned and I saw her, and I'd never seen a more unattractive woman in my life, no. Right? I mean, I was like, oh my God. And then it hit me what I'd done, and I was like, holy shit. And of course, I mean, I'm polite, and I also am like trying to stay calm, right? So I'm not going to like flip out. So she's like, good morning, you know? And I'm like, hi. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm sure. She goes, wow, you know, she's making comments about it. I'm like, she goes, I'm going to take a shower. And I was like, okay. And so she goes in the bathroom, and I remember I got up, and I go, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. So I'm like, where are my clothes? I don't know where my clothes are. And I realize, oh, like, I find, like, a sock on the stairs. And so the clothes are, like, all over the stairs. And I get dressed. And I go into the kitchen, and I'm like, where the fuck am I? And I see on her refrigerator are report cards for her, like, kids in high school, no. Right? Like, her kids are, like, in 8th grade and, like, 10th grade or something. I'm like, oh, my God. And I go, I got to get the fuck out of here. Well, of course, you probably put it together, but a few seconds later, it occurs to me that I didn't drive there, and I don't know where I am.
Oh, fuck. No.
So then I go, like, oh, I got to wait. So I was like about to leave, and I was like, I don't know where I am, and I don't have a car. I don't know anything. So I just, it's the longest I've ever, you know, waited. I'm just like, and she's like, do you want me to make you? I'm like, no, I'm ready to go. You know, I'm ready to go. I just want to get home. So she finally, you know, we get in the car and she drives me, and I'm just like, I'm dying for this ride to be over. And I'm just, yeah. Oh no, that would be nice. Yeah. And then she finally pulls up to my spot, and she goes, well, and I go, yeah. And she leans over for a kiss, and I give her my cheek, you know. Oh, I go, so she kisses my cheek. I'm like, well. I get out of there, and I'm like, like, you know, I try to wash it off. And you know, I say this, I tell this story on stage later, but I remember that I was so mortified, you know, and I was just so mortified that I had done that. And I was like, well, no one will ever know this. You know, like, I left there with her, and it's literally the next day, and my buddy calls me, and he was like, dude. And I go, yeah. He goes, how was your night? And I go, oh, and I try to downplay it. I go, not so bad. You know, he goes, not so bad. He goes, I know what you did. And I go, no. He's like, yeah. And I go, how do you know? And he goes, because you fucked my aunt.
Oh, my God.
Be like, your aunt's got a stinky pussy. Oh, no. You tell her to clean up.
Your aunt that looks like a rescue dog? Like,
the rescue dog.
That's why I don't want to do those like 24 and me's, because of like those kind of things. Like, I'm going to find out later that 23.
Three, yeah.
I always do that.
Like, he's got 24. Yeah,
one extra one. But but I'm scared. Like, I'm going to do that and find out. Like, no. Oh, I have like three kids.
You might
stop using our word. Your vocabulary is hurtful. And not kind. If you see something, say something, because it matters.
You realize if you see something, say something is for danger, right?
Yeah.
Like, nobody could have told her that. It's not for saying words. That's like if somebody leaves a backpack at the gate at the airport.
Yeah, you dumb bitch.
That's such a retarded thing to say. I love those Johnny Carson eyes.
Oh, shit.
Retarded.
Oh, anyway, sorry.
I'm afraid of those notifications, too, whenever they come from 24andMe.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, dude, where's my long-lost brother and sister? Because I know my dad.
Your dad. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Definitely spread that seed around.
I would be surprised if I didn't have
right
siblings. Yeah. I never clicked that shit. I'm like, I don't want to know, dude.
Yeah, that whole shit freaks me out. Or what if you were like in a bad part of town, he spit on the ground, and then like the next day somebody got murdered there and they got your DNA, and then you know, I don't want that shit.
That's some real red band shit.
Yeah, that's not normal. That's such see, a he's the alien thing. Now.
Yeah.
You're weird. Not me.
I know. It's, that was so you. Thank you for doing that.
No.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you retarded?
Hey, that's your mom,
that's
right?
My mom. Yeah.
I've heard that voice before.
If you see something, say something.
If you see something, say
what are you
something.
Talking about? See what?
That's the weird part of today's world is that not only do you have to monitor your language, but now I have to monitor other people's language.
Right.
And if
and who
I
do you report it to? Who do you report it to?
Oh, yeah, who do I report it to?
Excuse me. Do you have a manager
call
here?
Call the police.
Yeah.
Police. 911, what's your emergency?
Someone said retarded. Can you send an ambulance?
The thought police. Oh. I mean, it's just bizarre. Yeah.
I tell you what, though, I've fallen in love with special people more ever since TikTok came out. Half of my TikTok, like I follow all these families and stuff. It's great.
God,
retarded
always,
families?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
What you just did.
Yeah, I can share you a couple. There's one, it's like, great. This guy loves Scooby-Doo a lot. It's,
oh, send them along.
Okay. Who doesn't listen to Elon Musk? The president of the United States does not have meetings with Elon Musk. That is fucking, hey, here, come get me. That's fucking retarded. I know I'm not supposed to say that, Biden, but that's fucking retarded, Biden.
There you
boy,
go.
Pierce Morgan got a lot of face meat these days.
Does he?
I didn't realize. Yeah, I think because he got kicked off of his show. Yeah, see?
Oh, yeah.
He lost a show and he ate his feelings a little
That's
bit.
That's a nice round face he's
Don't
got
look
now.
Good there, yeah. Piercy.
Did you hear what Kanye said about Chappelle the other day? That he gets all his jokes from Owen Benjamin?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah. How did Kanye know who Owen Benjamin is?
I know, right?
That's pretty amazing.
Kanye's pretty well-versed in a certain segment of the population now. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I got my teacup. I got that from my teacup. <too. laughs>
Yeah. As fuck.
Pierce Morgan's going to have bad plastic surgery. Mark my words.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think we're going to see some stuff coming down for that guy. Because we've been discussing celebrities with bad face work, and I feel like he's a prime candidate. He could be the next. He's been shunned by the, you know... He might go into that.
Yeah, he might.
Hopefully because of us shaming him. Because of his fat.
Would you ever get anything?
Yeah, I've done Botox and filler, but I haven't done it in a year. I would like to get my eyes done eventually because my eyelids are droopy. But I don't know.
Get a little Brian Callen work done on your eyes.
What do you have done? The fold?
He has droopy eyes, so now you just got everything... Supposedly cut up because his eyes were all these.
Made himself a real round eye.
My girlfriend wants to get her forehead shortened. I guess that's a popular thing.
You can do that?
I guess so.
What?
I don't know. I think they take like the skin here and then like pretty much pull your hairline down a little. I don't know. It's a Korean thing.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think Koreans love doing that.
Oh, you can do it.
Jesus Christ. Type in Korean.
Yeah.
Add Korean. There you go. That's the first thing that came up.
Yep. I don't know why she wants
forehead
to do that.
Forehead reduction surgery. Surgery for wide foreheads and high hairlines, which reduces the length of forehead through resection along the hairline and by lowering scalp. Cool. I mean, I guess she feels her forehead is too large.
It's not. It's not like that. It's not like that. Yeah, it's not like that. Now, I would agree with her if like, you know. I think she's just like, I don't want to be a moon head or moon face or something like that. So she.
Nah, these poor ladies.
I know. They're just, like, really?
No. She's beautiful. Your girlfriend's gorgeous. She doesn't need this stuff.
But I see,
are you
like,
gonna do something? Are you going to have surgery?
Nah, I don't like the look. Like you said, like there's some celebrities where you just see them, you're like, oh God, what is with this guy now? Like the eyes or something. You got that like, I don't know, carrot top look or something like that.
Too much.
It's too much. Yeah.
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 Would you? So you wouldn't do anything?
Probably not. No. Yeah. No.
Okay.
I'm trying to look.
What are you going
to
do? Yeah, you're going to get a little fillers in your apples?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think I'll stick to what is it called? What was this? What was the plastic surgery thing called?
Worst celebrity plastic surgery.
Oh, here it is.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, we were talking about, well, Simon Cowell's was crazy.
Yes, yeah. That shit's
so
nuts.
This is him before.
Right. Yeah. And he looks great there.
And then he started to smooth it out there, right?
Should have stopped right there.
Stop.
Right there.
Stop.
Botox. Stop. That's the thing. You got to stop.
Stop.
Just you got to stop.
A little bit of filler, a little bit of Botox. Stop.
Yep. And so you could tell that, like, he's taking care of this, and he could have just started working out more, right? Like, he used to be probably a little fitter.
I know where you're going. I know the next picture. Yep. That thing. And it looks his teeth, too. He looks, oh, what the hell is
that? He just did it. That's now. He went further.
That's not real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with his mouth? That looks like one of those fake mouths that they put like a CGI on top to make somebody else talk.
That's the same guy. Isn't that crazy?
That's nuts. I can't get over it. Like, I can't stop looking. That is wild, bro.
That is wild.
Same guy.
That's wild. You know what it is, too, is that he lost weight and he got into shape. And when you lose that face fat, maybe the plastic surgery settled differently because he doesn't have face fat. I don't know. That looks crazy, dude.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I think I'll just age. I think it'll help not fixing it, just because as a comedian, like, all your flaws, you can be like, oh, I got this ugly fucking face.
Yeah. I'm just stupid.
Yeah.
I'm old. It's fine.
Yeah, no one wants to see you do stand up, like, being all
looking cute.
No.
I don't think so. Like, you know, like, there are, like, hot comedian, like, hot, like, you know, and I don't know. I like them old and fat and wrinkly and dopey, too.
Well, the hot comedians, there are some hot guy and girl comedians, and nobody knows who they are, really, you know? No one knows them.
Yeah, I think guys, we're lucky. I don't think you should ever get anything done unless it's something major, like drooping eyes or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, but women, I could see more.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, women just turn into a weird, gross looking beast, you know. So
yeah.
Just turn all stupid and gross.
Follow me, ho.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Oh yeah, don't follow me, ho.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Stupid bitches.
Yeah, those poor bitches, they need the help, you know, all the help they can get.
Yeah,
definitely.
And you guys get judged way harsher than we do. Mm-hmm.
I guess. I mean,
we actually get lucky. Like, people,
I don't care.
We start to go gray. People are like, oh, that looks great.
Right.
The gray in your beard looks great.
And plus, young girls seem to love guys like dads now and dad bods. That's so popular right now.
I guess. Yeah, yeah. But can I tell you what women have been embracing since the pandy is letting themselves go gray? And that's been a thing. And I fucking hate it.
Ooh,
I hate fat models. And I don't like this I'm going to go gray thing.
It looks,
I don't like
it
terrible.
Either.
Yeah.
It looks like shit.
It looks like shit.
Just go to the salon.
Really
get some fucking...
Just color your hair, sweeties. Nobody likes it. It doesn't look cute.
And there'll be like a girl who's like 34.
I know.
And she's like, yeah, I just let it go gray. Why?
Well, we're all gray by 34, but like fucking cover it. I don't like it.
Yeah. And you know what's even worse is when older women get that like, that pink hue or whatever, like that weird color of gray.
Yeah, these bows right here. Look at them.
Yeah.
Look at that dumb bitch. Stupid fucking pink.
Dumb.
Dumb broads. Oh,
God. What are you trying to be?
What is this?
It just makes you look way older.
Yeah.
It does.
Like, okay, the new Sex and the City, Cynthia Nixon's character, she used to be a redhead, and then she let herself go gray, and she looks fucking terrible.
Reboot is horrible.
It's horrible.
It's horrible.
I'm hoping
everyone that's lying to Bobby Lee, like, that was great, man.
Of course. But Bobby was the highest point.
It was
Bobby
the best
was the
part,
highlight.
But still, that such a woke in the city. It sucked.
Yeah, there she goes gray. So down there, Cynthia Nixon, she goes gray. It's not. She looks much older, I think.
Yeah.
She looks cuter.
There are many more changes coming for Miranda. Oh, what a thrill.
She's lesbo now.
Yeah, but I think she's going to be transitioning in the next season.
Shut the front
That's what
door.
I heard.
Really? That's the change?
That would be hilarious. They're like,
and
now
a load I'm going to swallow.
Her girlfriend is unbearable, too.
On the show?
Unbearable.
Oh, the comic girl?
Horrible character. I'm sure in real life, whatever. I don't know what she is like in.
Right.
But the character is just unbearable.
Mm-hmm.
They really fucked up this franchise.
It pissed me off.
I cannot. Are you a big Sex and the City
dude,
guy?
Dude, I went to the movie theater to see Sex and the City in Dubai or whatever it was. It was great.
You're so Who's your favorite character?
Of course. Who do you think it is?
Carrie.
No, I'm a Charlotte. Jeez.
You know what's funny? Most guys do like Charlotte. Tom,
Why?
Which one are you?
Why do they like Charlotte?
I've asked him before, I'm like, which girl do you like? Which one? And he's like, Charlotte, because she's the most normal of the four.
She's the most fuckable.
And oh, and she's most bestest looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's
you
hot.
You think so?
She's fucking hot.
Yeah, Charlotte's super pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, although she got a lot of the face stuff done on the last.
She needs more.
I'll tell you who needs fucking none.
Go further.
So you know I can do the mouth thing. I got chicken
wings.
Oh my
god.
And I can, or at least I used to be able to do it like.
Did you hear pop?
Yeah. I used to be able to go like so much farther. Oh, there's the arm thing.
Oh, oh. We got more stuff from her now.
Oh, oh god.
What?
Oh, god.
Fuck.
That's good. She's a good
girl.
She's
pretty though.
But
she can lick her own
elbow.
Oh.
I can do that.
Okay.
It's not that hard.
Yeah, okay. God.
Whoa, like a snake.
So nuts.
Put the dog in the bathtub in there, huh?
Babe.
Yeah, that's what that's for.
The dog in the bed. That's the dick and the balls. Yeah.
She could probably get Ari Shaffir's balls in there, too.
Oof.
Does he have big ones?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. It's disturbing.
I guess you guys have all seen his dick and balls. I've never seen them.
But you could just ask him.
Yeah,
say,
it's okay.
They're very hangy.
Yeah, I would say, like, that long, maybe?
No.
Seriously, like crazy long.
Joey's got crazy balls, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Big Wait, old goat nuts.
I'm back to Ari, though. Have they always been that long, or have they gotten longer in recent years?
They're probably longer now, but last time I saw him was, like, maybe 7 years ago, so...
But yeah, they're crazy long.
Yeah. Yep. And his asshole is long.
I've seen
sock.
That. Yeah.
Remember when it terrified me and I told you and then you told him. I was like, hey, man. That's really concerned.
What happened?
I was actually here in Austin. It was here in Austin. We went to Cap City.
Oh, that's right.
It was him, Ari, me, and Joe. And we were living in L.A. And I'd never seen Ari's fucking Jew sock. Like his...
His skin, yeah.
Yeah. He has an inflamed
Jew clam.
Clam.
Yeah.
His asshole would come out and it was like this big and red and bloody.
I've seen it online.
Yeah, it's really horrendous. So I saw it in person, I was like, I'd never seen anything like it. So I got really scared, concerned. And I was like, Brian, yes, he's in trouble. Like he's I was like, you need he's your friend. You need to like go help him see a doctor. I was like, don't say anything, okay? And then like, don't tell him I told you. And then Ari's like, oh, you were really concerned about my answer. Oh. I was like, God damn it, Brian.
Yeah.
And they're all laughing. And I was like, you guys are used to this? They're like, yeah.
Yeah. And his balls look like they're a bag of Skittles. Like if he like squeezes them, it's just a bunch of like Skittles in there.
That's not good.
That's not good either. Like
what's that?
We didn't even care about that so much because we were so worried about his ass that we were like, well, that's bad too.
But why is his butt like that?
Hemorrhoids. It's just one of the worst hemorrhoids. When I first saw it, I called Duncan up and I like sent Duncan a picture and I'm like, Duncan, what's going on with this? And he goes, oh my God, that's a sock. He must be getting fucked in the ass, man. And he's like,
Duncan.
So then I thought, yeah, Duncan's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to have him in here.
Who?
Duncan.
Yeah, of course.
He's an Austinite
yeah,
now.
He's here.
All
yeah.
of us are here. I heard, well, I better not say that.
What? We'll believe it.
I heard another person's coming.
Ooh.
You're going to bleep this,
we'll
right?
It. Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Moving
Crazy
here?
Crazy town.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Wow.
That'll be fun.
That would be fun.
I guess she's been killing it. She just destroying on stage.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I got this cool guy to show you. So this is his initial.
This is for you American men. Mainly middle-aged and older. Those of you men who are single. Tired of being alone. Tired of being not just rejected by American women, but not even noticed. Not even seen. Not even acknowledged.
Nice.
Tired of feeling like a nobody. Feeling invisible. Tired of beating Jesus. Your brains out and killing yourself right. trying to get an American woman at least interested in you, tired of feeling like you don't add up to their ridiculously unattainable standards, then stop trying. Stop trying. Instead, go to the Philippines.
I was going to say, he needs to trim the fat, but
we get the point.
Yeah. So that's how we met him, and now he's...
American women, you have rejected me. You have ignored me. In your eyes, I feel like I'm invisible. So is it any surprise to you that I'm wanting to go to the Philippines, where I would be acknowledged, where I would have family, where I would have someone who accepts me, even if I don't have all my teeth?
Those pesky American women and their stupid standards.
You American women have disregarded me, but I want you to see what I'll have when I go to the Philippines.
Okay.
To be with the one I love.
Oh. That's not real. What's wrong with that face?
Oh, dude. I wasn't going to say it. do you think this message, by the way, he's putting is for one woman? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is this, is he talking to an American woman, but it's just really for Emily?
It's like, one person. It's never collective.
All you American women,
mm-hmm.
right? It's one woman that just was like, oh, you don't have your teeth. And he was like, you fucking bitch. Right.
So, do I stay here in the United States feeling totally ignored and disregarded and unnoticed by you ladies? Fuck. No, I'm going where I feel treasured.
The Philippines.
I'm going where I feel valued. My girlfriend loves me for who I am.
Mm.
I don't think there is an American woman out there who could really love a guy for who he is.
Oh,
they might say they would, but they are really full of shit. Most right. American women love a guy once he has opened up his wallet.
Okay.
So fuck them. I'm treating them exactly the same way as they've treated me.
Do you realize how many American women's feelings he hurt by making this video?
Hearts are breaking all over the USA right now.
So many women are like, oh no, Ron.
All the female TSA agents are crying right now.
Oh my God.
Well, women in the Philippines, I mean, aren't they just looking for a rich American? And by their standards, he's a rich American.
It's literally exactly what he's talking about. Like their wallet open is what's happening in the Philippines.
Literally.
Like, this guy can buy stuff and send it to me and my family.
Well, yeah, because anybody is rich compared to like that girl's life. You know.
Well, I don't mean your money goes a lot further.
Absolutely. So, an American?
Fuck, man.
Where's a guy like this work?
I like also the fact he has like probably a real middle of the road kind of menial. He's not in management. He's like a task doer, right? Like
he works at Kohl's.
He lives in Nebraska. That's what
I think. What's interesting is that he puts this message out and he's so fired up, and he doesn't acknowledge that the reason he probably is disappointed in American women is how, because a lot of American women are like, oh, you're kind of a fucking zero, you know, like you're not particularly good looking, you're not particularly intelligent,
you don't have
that much going for you, you don't have your teeth, you're kind of arrogant, like you're entitled, you think you just like you. He's probably how come this fucking 10 doesn't want me? Like, let's be realistic, man.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, what are you bringing to the table? Yeah, I can't even get his teeth fixed. You're like, well, you don't like yourself, bro. Yeah. Why would I like you?
You should put on pause for a second and get your teeth fucking fixed.
Put what on pause?
His fucking girlfriend.
What's her name?
I don't talk.
They don't. That's Kosa.
Even if I don't have all my teeth.
This guy is really upset at those American broads.
Yeah.
He's really mad.
He's not that bad looking either. If you look at him right there, he looks like a young Domerere. He's fine.
Yeah, he's fine.
Somebody, but Emily really scarred him.
That's the thing the Emily guy that's fine goes, I deserve the best, right? And you're like, you got to go like, no.
Yeah.
You don't deserve the best.
You don't. No. You don't.
That's true. I am curious as to what his standard is. Like, who's rejecting you, dude? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there are women that would take him.
Easily.
There's a guy at the beginning of the show that you haven't seen yet who sniffs his fingers and he's a fucking total degenerate. And somebody laid that
guy. I wouldn't insult the man like that. Let him make a decision on whether he's a degenerate. God,
sniffing your fingers?
Oh, why do you keep sniffing your finger?
What a fucking... I'll tell you, Trent. I ain't gonna lie. The fucking Betty, I finger banged her this morning. And her pussy stinks so fucking bad.
Ew.
It just does. It just...
Why the fuck you keep smelling your finger?
I don't know, man. It's just like... I just keep sniffing it. It's like... It reminds me of, like, I don't know. Like, when you're a kid and you finger bang a chick, and it stinks, and then you're like... All day long, you're like, ew. Then you go up to like your brother. Like, I took my little brother, his name was Tommy. And that's one time I was finger banging his bitch, and it stuck so bad. I said, Tommy, smell this. And he was like, what the fuck? And I said, yeah, that was that girl I was finger banging.
Yeah. He's got his pants inside out, too. I like
that's, it. Yeah, that's like crazy.
Well, he seems like an idiot, but I mean, I get it. Like, if you're fucked a really hot girl, and then, like, you know, you're like at work the next day and you're just like, wow, I could still smell her. That's kind of hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
I know you guys do. Yeah. I know you guys do. I've learned. I'm learning.
It's stained by
up.
Beer.
Yeah. 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 Or like, oh, you haven't taken a shower yet. You just go around your pubes and then smell it.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
I mean, it's hot. Cause you're like, I might never fuck somebody that hot again. So yeah. I'm going to smell it one more time.
You start rubbing your hand on your crotch and you smell your hand. You start licking your hand. Mm-hmm. And pretty soon you're sucking
and
all your fingers.
I'm gross for flossing. With the sock.
Yeah. Disgusting.
God, let's have a moment to reflect on all that.
Girls
pussy.
Don't do that. Girls don't do that. We don't do
no?
that.
No? You don't go like, that dick was good.
We don't stew in the juices of it for the whole day. Mm. Like, I don't. I take a shower and then I'm like, yeah. Oh, that was a nice memory. I keep it in here. I don't need the smell. You know what I mean? Like, I can relive it just fine.
I love the smell.
Mm.
Definitely.
Some girls
on?
Have a good smell.
Oh, boy.
Like musky.
You think this guy's like, you know, I went to the Philippines and they just didn't appreciate me, so I came back to the States. I don't have all my teeth either. Oh, yeah.
That dude's going to go to the Philippines and hook up with a woman that has a dick, too.
No, for sure.
He was really happy to show off his girl, too.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
I know. I don't want to talk about him anymore. He makes me sad.
Yeah, he makes me sad, too.
Can we move on?
I thought we should kind of stay here for a while.
I don't want to stay here anymore. I feel sad for him now.
Okay.
Please.
All right. Okay.
So you ever go on your Instagrams, like the recommendations, and go, why am I getting recommended all this craziness? Like, I've been getting recommended breastfeeding videos, but with, like, the same kind of music like TikToks have. Like,
why is that happening?
I have no idea, but I bet you right now, if I show you my Instagram, it's just women, like hot women.
Breastfeeding?
Getting breastfeeding, and the baby will like come up. She's like, oh, daddy. And like, it's like mixed like a TikTok. I don't know if I should like that or not. Janice says I better not follow any of them, but I kind of want to. You don't get recommended breastfeed videos?
No.
All I'm doing is getting recommended breastfeeding
you
videos.
You must have searched for that once.
No.
You never liked them?
Never.
Once?
My Instagram has always been like hot women's butts and tits and stuff like that.
Well, there you go. The tits was what breastfeed.
But yeah, I think that...
The tits make the milk.
Yeah. Because like, if you look, it's just all women's butts and breasts. Like, this is what Instagram's recommend. Look, there's one.
Look,
it's just a hot chick. And if... What?
And then there's,
a monkey attached to it. But
wait, does she get mad at your other stuff?
No, she thinks that everything's fine, but... I'm showing her all these awesome, like these hot girls breastfeeding, and she's like, "Brian, you better stop. That's bad.
That's getting weird. Like, you don't even want that Freudian."
Do you like breastfeeding? Is that a thing?
No, I don't like breastfeeding. I like tits.
Yeah,
and you know when they're breastfeeding, they're puffier and
you like
stuff
that.
Like that. Yeah, sure, I like that.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you watch breastfeeding? Like, do you turn off that?
No, no. But it is cool to like seeing like these hot chicks.
Having their tits sucked.
Yeah. But that's bad though, because that's babies doing it, which is bad.
It's not bad.
I'm confused.
It's life.
It's hard for the average person to sexualize that. So I'm saying, like, as someone that has breastfed, like for that to be sexualized is like,
right.
Like, I don't see how, but I'm not you.
It's kind of a fun move if you see a woman breastfeeding to go like, yeah, like just say something like that. I get that.
I had to get prescription glasses.
Yeah.
And I'm 48 and I haven't had glasses my whole life. And like the first day I got them, I was waiting at a car wash and I'm just sitting there and the girl was breastfeeding her baby. And so I'm just sitting there going, oh yeah, look at her breastfeeding. Cause I thought I had sunglasses on. I forgot that she could see my eyes and she's just looking up at me and I'm like, oh, I'm just looking straight. She doesn't know I'm like, look, but I'm like eyes to the left, like looking at her.
Ew. Guys are so gross.
Yeah, but if you see a girl breastfeeding, you kind of try to look.
Of course you want to look. Yeah. Every time I see a lady breastfeeding, I always look because I'm like, whoa, that's a boob. Like, right. You're always going to look at a boob out in public.
I know. And you're always going to go, always.
Yeah.
Because you know those titties taste good. So you want to...
You get hungry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you go, I need something a little bit for my coffee. You know?
Stupid. Just a splash.
Stupid. That's what we got. Pull up your guys here.
Oh, let's go. Are you ready for my talks?
Okay, what's this? What is this?
Now we're going to do a super slap. I'm going to slap myself as hard as I can.
God.
To see how red I can get it.
Okay. Oh, my God. Ew, that lick. Awesome. Is that Chris Larson? It looks a little.
What is
it? It's a weird habit. What?
Really cool video. Very cool. Thank you for including that.
What?
That's a really, really cool video. Thank you, guys. I want to move to the Philippines after seeing that video. God damn it.
But it's a cool thing. I mean, right? How red can you... Okay.
Okay. Here, let's go into your other talks.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Oh, my God. That's not good for your eardrum. Look at that guy's eyes.
I know.
I know, it's so intense, his face.
It's disgusting.
You know what's for sure the craziest? Is that guy doing the thing with the bulging eyes.
Yeah.
He could make you come so hard with his hands, even if you're not attracted to him. His technique, ooh. He's like...
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd be like, ugh, and then you'd be like, oh.
Ew. This is ASMR. It's ASMR ear massage. But I can't imagine that feels good or sounds good to the
person.
It looks
like it feels really good to the guy receiving it.
Yeah, but that to have that noise on you.
And that pressure on your eardrums doesn't seem like it's a good idea.
As long as you don't
have
to see that guy's face, I think you're good.
Right.
His face was terrifying. He's probably just stroking out. This is pretty cool. That's an ancient coffin sealed 2,500 years ago.
That's insane.
This is really cool. Pretty rad, huh? There she is.
2,500 years?
Yeah, and it's still, like, there.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, huh?
That's cool.
That person's got a smell, right?
Oh, God.
After all these years.
Dusty, like your old lady.
Yeah. Smell those fingers. Yeah.
What do you think it smells like in there?
Yeah.
So grody.
I mean, that's incredible that they knew how to mummify. You know,
yeah,
like,
how do that?
How could you do that?
Then? What did they use? What witchcraft?
Shark, where are you?
I'm standing
show.
Over the bed.
Stop! Okay. Stop! Oh! No! It needs... most nerve-wracking part.
Oh, no.
You're gonna hate what you see.
Oh my God, you're gorgeous.
Is this the type of person you're
talking about? Honestly, no.
Why?
Hit that button.
And... What? What? What did I do?
Honestly, I feel like it's because
no,
I'm heavy.
No.
So wait, what is this show? You know it, Brian?
Yeah, it's really popular. It's go on like a date and you sit down. And you know, you talk for like a couple minutes and then the red light turns on in the middle. And when that means whoever hits it first, if you want to get out of the date, then that person has to leave. And then you get like a new person in front of you. So it's really interesting, like watching two people like, wow, you seem very nice. And the light goes on. They're both kind of looking at the button. And you know, it's like bullshit. But it's so addicting to watch kind of shit.
What's
where?
It on?
Where?
I don't know, because I've only seen reaction videos to
it's
it on
called
YouTube.
Cut?
It's Cut, I think.
It's
on YouTube.
Oh, it's on YouTube? Yeah. It's such a great premise. So they're both blindfolded. It sounds like
they're usually not blindfolded. I think this was just something special they did, or maybe they are now blindfolded. I don't know.
And so whoever hits the button,
right? Like, so there's like a person that sits down.
Do they always do it? They don't always hit it quickly, right? Because they might be having a good time.
No, and sometimes it's like they don't want to be rude and just like kind of talking more, and they see the red light on, and everyone is still talking, but then you know they. Yeah. I don't know. It's very interesting.
Brutal.
Yeah,
it's
and that
brutal.
Was great because she was like, "You're gorgeous," and he was like. Yeah.
And then she has the audacity to call him out on it. Like, I think it's because I'm heavy. Like, well, duh. Well, she's not into that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, and no then, shit. Yeah.
Fuck. And then he's supposed to be like, no. I like short hair.
Yeah. Of course. Right. Yeah. How do you, but that's so embarrassing because what if you think you're hitting it off with that person and then.
That is what happens. They obviously had some type of chemistry before. His eyes worked.
Dude, I would be so upset if someone did that to me, like buzzered me.
And
like,
then it was the Philippines guy?
Yeah. He
was
like, yeah.
You fucking like, bitch.
Me?
You fucking stupid bitch.
Go to the Philippines. Fuck me. Fuck you. I'd be so. Look at that guy.
It's Kreischer.
That is.
Is that crazy? But look, it's getting bigger.
What?
He makes it bigger. Watch. He's expanding it.
Oh, yeah.
That's...
Look at it. He can push it to make it bigger. He's pushing.
That is not right,
that
dude.
Is crazy town. That's crazy
like this
town.
That's not good at all.
No, that's really
That seems
bad.
Dangerous.
That seems very dangerous.
He looks like he's got quadruplets
actually,
in there.
I mean, I really want to
really?
Go to the next one. Yeah.
Oh, you're sad?
It's like a fucking, it looks like a tumor.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
It does.
Aww.
This is what a silver filling looks like. They are putting delibits of the silver material and carefully packing it into the tooth. The silver material is an amalgamation of silver, copper, tin, zinc, and mercury. And this will harden on its own in a few minutes. Before it hardens, they are just packing it and using different instruments to carve out some anatomy so that it looks like a tooth from the outside. This is becoming one of those things that's quickly being phased out in dentistry. Although there is a time and place for silver, a lot of the dental students these days, back at least when I was teaching in 2020, they are not being taught silver in their curriculum anymore. And we're focusing a lot of our efforts on to adhesive dentistry.
Mm-hmm. How cool
Very
is
cool
that?
Video. Yeah.
I've never seen a filling.
Very cool. And I would appreciate a little more stuff like this in the TikTok.
Yeah. My mom always told me if she dies to sneak in with some pliers and pull out all her silver fillings before she gets like buried.
My mom,
I'm like, mom, don't
ones.
Ever say that. Gold?
Gold.
Yeah, gold's
wow.
worth
gold.
More. Wow. Yeah, mine.
Yeah,
I,
by the way, I will take a hammer to her fucking mouth. I promise you that. I'll do it before she dies.
I've got one gold filling too, babe. Take it out before they burn me.
Yeah.
It's my first one.
It's out.
Pliers on you.
Did you know I saw this thing in a crematorium? It was a TikTok, and she's like, "Things I've found in the crematorium," and it's the leg, the iron bits that we have, the metal bits.
Oh right,
yeah. Both Tom and I. Do you have anything metal on your body?
Just a titanium rod in my tooth. That's about it.
What?
Or in my skull.
What?
Yeah, like an implant.
Oh, you have an implant.
Yeah,
yeah. Not, that stuff doesn't get burned. So literally, when they burn you, that'll be
yeah.
Very cool. Left. Very cool thing to see at the very end.
Yeah. Got it. Got it.
Hey, Doc.
Yes.
Why do women need more sleep than men?
Oh, they need dramatically more sleep than men. I can always say this. A man can get away with 7 to 8 hours. Sometimes you need 6. I don't encourage 6. But the idea is a woman needs 8 to 10 hours. And the key is what's called hormonal reserves. See, if you think of it this way, women depend so much on their adrenals to produce even daily hormones. A man does not. Men can produce maybe 2-3% of their adrenals, and 97%, 98% is produced by the testicles. Testicles work if you're sleeping or not, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of funny saying that. Women need a certain adrenal reserve of hormone being produced to create their whole anabolics. Women need a lot more sleep than men. Women need uninterrupted sleep. Men can get away because a lot of their vitality, a lot of their repair is done by testosterone. It's mainly made by the testicle. Yes, there is a small amount, and maybe a small amount can do it that way. But I would tell you right now, men need a lot less sleep than women, and women need good sleep between 8 and 10 hours to create the hormone reserves for them to have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Okay, who's this fucking guy? He sounds like a meth head.
Yeah.
You know, you got to, and as soon as you get in his testicles, and when you have a great day, you need to see more. Like, where the fuck did you find this guy?
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah.
Dr. TikTok's
his name. Yeah. Sure.
I just thought it was interesting because you're always like, oh, you fucking sleeping again, lazy bitch.
I've never said that.
I know you never said that. But I just thought you should know.
Men are so much more efficient than women.
They kind of, you guys are built for more life. Punishing yeah. of a life. Definitely more punishment. That's why I think you guys are better cool in the military. But we're built for making babies and loving babies, and that's different. So in line with my favorite type of TikTok, which is guys alone in their apartments doing nunchucks, guys alone in their apartments punching the air, there's this guy.
Oh, no.
This looks really cool. Oh. Oh, he's showing you how quick he is.
With a CD. Wow.
With a CD. Look at it. I stabbed a CD falling out down the wood branch, the thing. It's very impressive.
Brian, you're like a tech savvy guy. Is there any way to even buy CDs, or this is like vintage?
No, you can buy CDs.
Oh, you still can.
They still make CDs.
What's the coolest gadget that you've gotten? You always had the coolest gadgets.
Coolest gadget lately?
Yeah.
I got a... I got a lot of gadgets. I got a projector that like sits right in front of your wall and shoots straight up. And so you don't have like a projector on the other side of the wall anymore. So you can just have a projector. And it's like a 150-inch laser HD screen. I got...
I want that.
Yeah.
It's, Merry Christmas. I'll get that for you.
Okay, cool.
Do you want that?
Sure.
Yeah. VR stuff. Got so much VR shit. You guys do VR?
No, I want to get it.
You got to...
Can I tell you what something? Should I get?
Oculus Quest 2 is a good one to start off at, you know, because you don't need a computer. You can just put it on and, you know, it has battery. You can lay in bed, look at porn.
My friend and I were just talking about what makes our pussies driest. Mm-hmm. Number one on the list, virtual reality glass goggles.
Really?
When we see a grown man with those on, I can't get drier.
Have you done it yet?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. Where?
At Wonder Spaces Museum.
What?
Virtual reality? Yeah.
Where?
Wonder Spaces here in Austin. I take the kids there from time to time.
This is like some kid shit.
This is what you masturbate to pornography with.
Yeah. What do you think I want it for?
Yeah. You could sit in bed and it will make it look like you'll feel that you're in an IMAX movie theater and the screen is so huge, but you could just sit there and look at fucking porn.
This is what I want. I said it like six times. Yeah. If you don't fucking get me this, you're done.
Hey, Brian, will you text me when to get so we can jerk off to porn in virtual reality?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Hey. The good stuff.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
All right.
It's cheating, isn't it? If you jerk off in virtual reality with the girl who's banging you.
And you could do that also. They actually have webcam porn where it's like girls and it feels like you're in the room sitting next to her and you could talk back and forth to her while she's like fingering herself and shit. It's great.
Yeah, that's cheating.
That is not.
It's not.
Definitely not.
What happens if you have braces in prison? If you don't know me, my name is Amanda and I did time in prison for armed robbery. This is a good question.
God.
Okay, so I went into prison and I have a built-in retainer. And they didn't do anything. But for particularly violent inmates, if they have a super violent crime or if they're prone to getting in trouble, if they have full braces on their teeth, they will remove the wire that connects them so that you can't take that out and use it as a weapon. But like the little studs would stay. You get no kind of orthodontic treatment while you're in prison. I was really lucky and I was able to go to dental twice during my prison stay. I had been sleeping on the street and not taking care of my teeth, had rotted out teeth.
Oh, God.
It was like black. It was so disgusting. And I thought, my teeth are ruined. Like, there's nothing to be done. But I signed up to go to dental and I paid the money. I think it was like $25. And they cleaned my teeth. And it turned out that was all just tartar buildup. Oh. And now I have a beautiful smile.
Oh, God.
Remember those tartar cleanup vids from last week?
This was cool.
Good.
Thanks.
I like this one.
It was educational.
Yeah.
Don't go to prison with braces.
Don't take Adderall before you do a TikTok video either. See those eyes? What the fuck? Say something.
Those are Adderall eyes.
Are they?
Yeah. When you see the whites of your eyes, that's Adderall eyes.
Oh, she's all.
Oh, I hate this shit. I don't like this shit.
It's a really cool guy.
So this is the secret that magicians don't want you to know about swallowing a sword. The sword is real. There's no trick to it. The trick is before you swallow the sword, you need to, well, I'll show you.
What the fuck?
Before you swallow the sword, you need a sheath. That way the sword can slide safely into the sheath and not cut your insides.
Show me the other side of that.
That's the secret that magicians don't want you to know.
What?
I mean, it's still a pretty gnarly trick to get that thing to stay down your esophagus. Yeah?
That was a cool
talk.
That was
a good one?
Yeah.
I know. Mind is blown, huh?
I am kind of speechless, yeah.
That was crazy.
And he was just talking like, well, there's this other thing. Hold on.
Wow, he has something in his throat.
Yeah. How do you not die? Wait, how do you not gag and puke?
Right.
How does your stomach not
I
want
to know how he spoke.
Right. Esophagus not.
Yeah, that's not right.
The whole thing is
the thing about collecting these is you don't just want one or two or three. You want them all.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah, it's great. Good shit. You could get them on wish.com pretty cheap.
What?
Can you please send her that too?
Yeah.
Send me that link.
Yeah, and you probably already have, but the tits. I got my girlfriend, like the big tit thing that you put on like that, and she just wears it out at Target and shit, like no bra, and it's hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to try being, well, maybe I'll try being a man.
Try
that
it.
Might
try
be
it.
Fun.
That might be fun.
Yeah, will you send me the link?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try coming on the show.
That would be fun.
I spend time with God at the gym. First, I pull up my favorite Christian book or the Bible. Once I read a page, I start with my next exercise set, which is lunges. Then I start listening to my Christian rap to get me even more pumped. Then I do my next exercise and do side lunges. Last but not least, I just pray, rest in his presence, but always pray before and after your workout.
You know, why this is such a good talk to share? Because I think it actually helps dudes out. I think it really does. Because most men, they see an attractive woman, and at least in some part of their life, they're like, oh, man, like, she's so hot, and, like, I can't approach her. You know, she's probably too cool. Or like, oh. And then you see something like, this is the inner dialogue of this fucking psycho. And it lets you know. You know what I mean? That, like,
she's crazy that shit,
chick
too.
Who's, she's got a beautiful body or whatever. She's fucking out of her mind. And you don't want to meet her. You don't want to go out with her. This would be the worst date of your life.
Absolutely.
And like the thing I don't get about super churchy people is like, why are you ruining what should be just like a fun time? Like, why does everything have to be about God? Like,
yeah. God, you can go to the gym and just work out, right? Like, you still honor God. Right? You can do it at the gym.
Yeah. But and then I listen to my favorite Christian rock. This TikTok I really love, I watched over and over again. But you're right, to your point, Tom, I think hot girls are even more messed up than regulars.
Dude, I'm telling you, every dude needs like to see, we should do a bank of just hot girls
that are crazy
and just go like, see, like they're not
special.
Yeah, that's the thing, is when you're 16 to like 28, you're just like, oh man, like I can't talk to her.
Yeah, you know? You can. You definitely
right.
should.
Right. I mean, there's some guys that don't have that, but I think a lot of dudes are like, wow, what will I say? Oh, she won't like me, or, you know, she's cool.
See, and I think what those guys should also keep in mind is that those girls are raised in dysfunctional houses just like yours.
Right.
She probably has a fucked up stepmom and telling
the guy that does not have the same impact as showing the guy that. When you see this, you go, oh. You know, just telling him, he's like, oh, I don't believe. But then you see that she's praying.
Can we watch it again?
Yeah,
just
it's
so stupid.
Crazy.
How I spend time with God at the gym.
What a
first,
crazy
I pull up
premise.
My favorite Christian book or the Bible. Once I read a page, I start with my next exercise set, which is lunges.
Read a page.
Then I start listening to my Christian rap even more pumped. Then I do my next exercise and do side lunges. Last but not least, I just pray, rest in his presence, but always pray before and after your workout.
Good thigh
Why
gap.
Would
Good
you?
Thigh gap.
Yeah, she's got a smoking body.
She looks great.
But always pray before and after your workout and rest in his presence. The fuck is going on?
This is how you get pumped for a good time.
This is why you Jays are the best. You never do this bullshit.
Never.
Ever. And if you did, you wouldn't make a video about it. You'd keep it to your fucking self the way you're supposed to. You know?
Yeah, that's true. We love to proselytize. Yeah. The Christians are all about telling you what you should be doing.
Yeah.
God. Well, how do you make more Jays then if you're not proselytizing?
We just... You know, we're fruitful and multiply with each other.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Keep it in.
And then keep it in house.
Keep it in the family. Yeah.
These idiots. Yeah. What a fun way to ruin stuff. I mean.
She'd be fun.
God.
You know what she'd be fun to? I don't know if this is cruel, but.
I bet it is.
She'd be fun to, like, take out on a date. and just I would just talk about God. And she'd be like, oh my God, seriously? I'm like, yeah. And then, you know, you go on a few dates. You know, you don't make her a real priority, but you take her a few times and you learn a few like Christian rappers. Have you heard? And then she's like, oh my God. And then you just dump clips in her, you know? And then once you're done, you're like, I don't give a fuck about religion, yeah. You stupid bitch.
Hail Satan. Yeah. Satan. I came in your ass.
I think it would be fun to make her do something sexual that she doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
But not mislead her. Like, I wouldn't lie to get her to do it.
No, I would.
Yeah. But I think it would be fun to get her to feel sinful and feel bad about herself and be like, yeah, the man in the sky is really mad at you right now.
You could try to stay in his presence. You should always pray before and after you lick my balls.
Stay in his presence, guys. Wow, what delusions.
What a psycho. But to
your point, what is the difference between this and like mental illness?
There isn't. Schizophrenia. It's the same stuff. Religion is mental illness.
Well, to this extent, this is my mom was also
having
seeing
like
messages.
A little bit of peace in your life.
Right. No, this isn't like wanting to raise a nice family and morals.
Or
this
like,
is like
I get anxiety, I pray to myself. Whatever. Like that's
right.
This is like I'm in the I mean, she's praying before lunges.
Mm. Praying before lunges.
This is a crazy person. Totally crazy person.
Oh, this is New York City subway.
This religious woman, person.
This woman is doing her toenails.
I'm so obvious about it.
So obvious about it, yeah. She's like filing them down electronically, right? That's like
It's like it's a nail file. Yeah. This is Subway Creatures official on TikTok. Great, great account about New York City subway creatures. Yeah. So good.
Mayhem.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That what
chick
a
is
fucking
gnarly.
Lunatic.
Gnar.
All right, we got to actually wrap this up, but. Buddy, it was great. I'm so glad you came by.
You guys.
It was always fun to see you, man.
I love you. Good luck
with your tea. We'll do it again.
Anytime. I'm here.
I know. You're queer.
Yeah, I'm here and queer.
You're queer. You're here. Don't let her do the forehead thing. That's crazy.
No, I'm not.
And always pray before your lunges.
Always pray. Yeah. All right. Love you.
Love it.
Love you. Bye.
I'd like to give a shout out to all my six BBWs. So fine. So delicious. Chocolate mocha caramel complexion. Just make my heart melt, baby. Just by looking at your fine ass. All are delicious. I ain't talking about buffalo barbecue wings either, baby. It's that white chocolate that I see. It doesn't matter to me. It's that white chocolate that I see. It doesn't matter to me. It's that white chocolate that I see. It doesn't matter to me. It's that white chocolate that I see. It doesn't matter to me. It's that white chocolate that I see. It doesn't matter to me. It's that white chocolate that I see. It doesn't matter to me. It's that white chocolate that I see. It doesn't matter to me. It's that white chocolate that I see. It doesn't matter to me. Is that white chocolate that I see? It doesn't matter to me. Is that white chocolate that I see? It doesn't matter to me.
Hey, you just watched a full episode of Your Mom's House. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you didn't, watch another one. Maybe you'll like that one. They're everywhere. Look, I don't know. They place them in like cubes, squares, whatever it is. Just click another one. Maybe you'll find someone you like or someone will get hurt.